This is Scientific American's 60-Second Science. I'm Christopher Intagliata. Got a minute? Anyone who's gone snorkeling at a coral reef lately may have been discouraged from slathering on too much sunscreen. In some places, the non-biodegradable skin protection is actually banned. That's because researchers reckon that some 4,000 to 6,000 tons of sunscreen float off the skin of snorkelers each year, enveloping corals in a cloud of chemicals, chemicals that can sicken or even bleach the coral. But a more eco-friendly way of saving our skin might be to copy nature's tricks. Algae and cyanobacteria both produce sunlight-absorbing compounds. So do reef-dwelling fish in the protective slime on their bodies. Researchers isolated those molecules, called mycosporines, which absorb both UVA and UVB rays. Mycosporines have actually been used before in a few SPF products, but in a form that can both penetrate our skin and easily wash off. So the biochemists attached the mycosporines to chitosan, a polymer derived from the shells of shrimp and crabs. This hybrid package, they say, is a more effective sunscreen, with constituents too big to pass into the skin, and it's more resistant to washing off. It's also hypoallergenic, and didn't affect cell development in vitro tests. The findings appear in the journal Applied Materials and Interfaces. The researchers say that besides providing a superior sunscreen, this material could also lead to more durable paints and plastics. Think lawn chairs and other outdoor items that take a beating from light and heat. And to be clear, this stuff isn't being bottled just yet. But it could be soon, they say, which could help protect the environment in addition to saving our skin.
Thanks for the minute. For Scientific American's 60-Second Science, I'm Christopher Intagliata.